Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The following thing you're about to hear is either going to be the dumbest and or smartest thing that we've ever discussed on the show. And I'm warning you in advance. You will definitely hear this and within 5 seconds go, wow, this is so dumb, or this is kind of genius.
Just another day.
Slippery slope. But as some people are attempting to organize their lives as we head into summer, only a few days left of May, goodbye May gray, hello June gloom, and then summer is here. Some people are still behind or in the process of the spring cleaning / spring organization.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years back, it was Marie Kondo that told everyone, if it doesn't spark joy, throw it out. And she was this whole declutter movement, let's all become minimalists. I remember one time getting home, there was 9 boxes that were delivered from Amazon. And the first box was a book that my wife had ordered on minimalism. And I was like, already you've failed. I don't know what's in the book.
This is a lot of clutter over here by the door.
If you've ordered 9 boxes of stuff and the first box is a book on minimalism, I'm telling you right now, you are not ready to be a minimalist.
But I remember when the Marie Kondo thing hit, and that was like right around COVID, right? And everybody was like, this is perfect.
Yeah, because everyone's
going. Perfect use of my time.
Right, everyone's going through their drawers. You know, usually you have a drunk box that becomes a drunk drawer that sometimes becomes a drunk room, a junk
room.
Yeah,
ours was like a 2 to 3 day process. But I still do some of the Marie Kondo stuff.
There's a new method now that they are saying is the real way to determine what in your life you should keep and what in your life you should throw out immediately. And that's the hardest thing for everyone because no one wants to throw anything out that they think is either going to have value later or that they're going to want later. Or you got that old Halloween costume you're holding on to because eventually you'll be invited to some sort of a theme party and you're like, I'm not going to go out and buy a new cowboy hat.
No, just I'm not going to throw away my banana split costume.
And anyone who had a, well, that one you should chuck because it was stupid to begin with.
No,
but
no, it's always a hit.
Never
banana
a hit.
Banana at a party is always a hit.
Never been a hit.
Yes, it is.
Never
everyone
once.
Wants to dance with the banana.
But I understand why all the people that for years were holding on to whatever their Halloween costume was finally are like, oh, God, country's back. Country's cool again. I'm so glad I kept all these weird
totally.
Spurs I had because now I can look country cool like the rest of the world.
But now it's not about joy anymore.
Not about joy.
It's about poop.
There's a new method, it's called the poop method. And the way this works is as follows. If you have an item at your place, and that item were to somehow be covered in poop, would you keep it, or would you immediately throw it out? And that is the question you're supposed to ask yourself, because certain things, if you get poo on them, you go, that's it. Those go right in the trash.
Yeah, but if you think about daily objects, you know, like my toothbrush or my box of Q-tips, if those were covered in poop, I would probably just throw them out. But then I would have to get new ones because I need them. So you can't do it with those things. You need to do it with, like, storage and things that are sentimental.
And also, like, clothing and other stuff that you just keep because you feel like I should keep it. And the question is, if somehow you were to realize that a dog or potentially lots of crazy cats, Allie, pooped all over your stuff, would you wash it, clean it, or would you say this is trash? Now, my feeling is, once it gets poop on it, and I've said this, which I bought,
especially if it's fabric, like you have to take into account the material.
Guys, everything already has poop on it. I don't know why we're even having this conversation.
No, no, maybe at your house, but that's not the case.
No, everyone's toothbrush already has poop on it because it's sitting in the bathroom.
I was showing Allie this method, and Allie's response when I said, to if your stuff has poop on it, would you keep it or chuck it? Allie's response was, I would keep everything I currently have. And it wouldn't matter because it already.
Klein's response was, "I would have no more possessions.
I would have nothing left. Every single thing in my life would be in the trash immediately. I've worn shoes before. Accidentally stepped in a little dog crap. I'd take the shoe right off and leave it where the dog crap is,
but
and
you're,
move on.
You're a bit of a dainty boy.
I'm not a
dainty boy.
Yeah, you know, you're a little dainty. You're
I'm not a dainty boy.
I got poop on this, dude. If you step on poop, just like clean it up. No. Especially you wear all those like you know expensive Jordans.
No, not anymore. To be honest, my last pair got poop on them. I left them right where they were. I mean, I have one.
Oh my god.
I have some. I have like the left one or the right one. I have a couple of mixed shoes, mixed pairs, but not any sort
mixed
of
mixed shoes.
I'm not a fancy boy or a dainty boy, and I think that that's just. For me, I have no negotiation on that. If you step in poop, that's on me. That's on the dog.
What if your sports memorabilia, you're proud of a couple of items. I don't know what kind of BS items you have, but what if those things got poop on them? Items do you have? Don't you have like a basketball signed by some famous basketball player?
Probably. I think I only made me give away a lot of my stuff before. I had a boxing glove signed by Sylvester Stallone.
That's cool.
But I gave that away to a listener.
Yeah, but if that was covered in poop, would you have still kept it?
That I would have kept, probably. Yeah, if it's memorabilia and potentially has the chance of going up in value.
What about all your bobbleheads?
I would chuck them.
Really?
If they got poop on them, yeah, I would chuck them.
What about your, like say at home, your old Playboy magazines that are like signed by Hugh Hefner and stuff?
The Hefner one I would keep because, once again, that would go up in value, I would think. The other ones...
If there's crap on it, it would go up in value?
Yeah, I would say it was his. that's his crap. The rest
Towards
of it...
The end.
Most of everything... Like, I'm talking about... What about sentimental stuff? Like a photo album of your kids?
Yeah, of course I would keep it.
Trash.
What do you mean?
Yeah, because all that would be, I would hope,
as long as there's digital copies.
Yeah, everything's digital. My kids, every since they've been alive, everything's been taken. Every picture of them has been taken on a phone. I'm sure it exists somewhere.
Yeah, but they don't want to, when they're older, be like, let me just scroll through my childhood photos.
You print them out again.
You're not going to print them out again.
I'm not, but they could. But the point is, the point is,
and they can poop on them, and the whole cycle continues.
The method here, I don't know what the psychology behind the method is. Allie probably read the article more than I did, but pretty much, it states that's a quick way to make a decision on something. Forget about this whole does it spark joy in 5 seconds. Just ask yourself, if I were to come home and this were covered in poop, would I go through the process of cleaning it to keep it, or would I immediately just put it in a trash bag and get rid of it?
Yeah.
What about your wedding ring?
Wipe that right off.
I feel like my wedding ring probably has had poop on it before. So, and I still have it. But I also can't really get it off my finger because my finger got fatter since I got married. So it's kind of lodged. The answer is, would I take it off? Maybe. But that one's probably I would keep because that's hard. Like you said, it's material. That's hard metal. That's an easy clean, I would think.
That's what I think.
See, yeah, then I think it becomes more like the surface and less about the object itself.
Well, then
But like if you got your couch covered in poop, I'm lighting that thing on fire.
Yeah, I had some people.
My couch probably has poop on it right now.
Oh, God, Allie. Dude, you're gross. I'm telling you.
I have a 3-year-old.
We had people that came over to our place.
What kind of excuse is that? I have a 3-year-old. He's pooping everywhere?
No, he's not pooping anywhere, but he's naked a lot.
Yeah, but Allie, but that's even more of a reason why you should be in a clean environment, I would think.
A little poop never hurt anybody. Yeah. I think maybe it caused typhoid, but yeah, I think that in general, it's not that bad.
So just remember, if you're making decisions about your life, and you look at what things to keep and what things not to keep, think to yourself, would Allie have this in her house? And if the answer is yes, chuck it immediately.
Keep it.
Because...
You don't want to buy things twice, I'm telling you, even if there's poop on them.
Welcome to the chocolate factory.
That's right.
Have a seat.
I knew we'd hear from that lady eventually. So there you have it. What about Klein's Quincy Jones cards? That's an interesting question on the text line. I would keep those because those are signed. So everything that's signed gets saved. But if it's just covered in poop, it's trash. It's K-Rock.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.